Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to our worldwide radio audience. Thanking you for being a part, tuning in to the global worldwide gospel radio broadcast of the Church of Christ. Tonight, we're so glad to have all of those who are attending, and we're hoping and praying that some of you have some questions about your faith that you want to get the Bible's answer. We are here to tell the truth. All we have to offer is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but truth. The Word of God is truth, John 17:17. Jesus said so, and Jesus never lied. So we believe in the Word of God. Now, the Word of God is not up to speculation. God wrote it. Somebody said, oh, men wrote the Bible. No, God wrote the Bible, and he used men like he used a pen on a piece of paper. God gave men the power by inspiration to write his will and to preserve it for all the generations to come. That was even an attempt in the Dark Ages, in the 12, 1400s, to destroy all manuscripts of the Bible, okay? But it didn't work. The manuscripts survived, the handwritten manuscripts survived, and the translators had them when they translated the Hebrew and the Greek into English. Since then, it's been translated into over 1,500 languages of men in the world. So today, no one is without excuse to know what the will and the Word of God is all about. Because we all have access to books in our culture. We have access to teaching in our culture. So the Bible is available to everybody on planet Earth. Tonight, we challenge those who are part of this broadcast. We challenge you to ask the hard questions of faith. We know that there are over 600 religious divisions in the world that all claim to be the religious doctrine of Christ. But their doctrines are different. Their names are different. They have human founders. They have men, human men, who founded their religious faith, their religious sect, and Christ is not the founder of it. They tell you that in history. They don't claim Christ to be the founder. Some of them claim Peter to be the founder. Mm-hmm. 1.2 billion claim Peter is the founder. And then you got some more millions, hundreds of millions. They claim Mary Eddie Baker. They claim Charles P. Russell. They claim Joseph Smith. They claim Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad. They claim Buddha, Siddhartha, the Chinese and the Hindu gods. They claim all kinds of stuff. There's only one church that you can read of in the New Testament Bible that names the church that Jesus built. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he only built one.
Amen.
He only built one church. God built a church that can save every soul that wants to be saved. Somebody said, well, one ain't enough. One is enough for God because nothing is impossible for God, and one is plenty for God. There's a lot of salvation still available in the one true church. But what the problem is today, ladies and gentlemen, most people in the world are not members. They're not citizens of the kingdom of Christ. They're not members of the Church of Christ. They're not citizens of the heavenly kingdom, the kingdom that came from heaven. Mm-hmm. The kingdom of God is with men. It came down from heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. Oh, the Church of Christ is the husband of, is the wife of Christ. He's the husband. So the church is going to wear his name. Am I right about it?
Nah.
The Bible says it is the church of Christ, Romans 16:16. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, the Baptist church, the Catholic church, the Methodist church, the Seventh-day Adventist church, the Mormon church, the Lutheran church, the Apostolic church, the Pentecostal church, whatever name they got, the church without walls, the Potter's House church, the Lakewood church, none of these churches wear the name of Christ, so they cannot be his wife. Christ would not accept being dishonored by having his wife wear a name that honors men and not him.
Man.
You wouldn't be satisfied, gentlemen, if you married a wife and she wore some other man's name. That would not be honoring you as her husband. She's honoring somebody else. You know, when we were born into the world, male or female, we both wore our father's name. Am I right about it? Every person born into the world wears their father's name. For the woman, it's her maiden name, we call it. For the man, it's his name forever. If he married, his wife wear his name. He don't take her name, she takes his name. So when we look at that situation, if I'm going to be a child of God, Jesus Christ himself being God our Father, James chapter 1, verse 18, of his own will, he begat us with the word of his power, that we might be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. That's Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. In John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's Jesus Christ. How do you know, Brother Williams, in verse 14, it says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the only begotten Son of God. Jesus is the only human who was born into the world by the power and will of God and had no earthly father. Joseph did not produce Christ from his seed. Joseph produced four other sons and at least two daughters, because Jesus had brothers and sisters. But Jesus was not the seed of Joseph.
Man.
Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He is God. The Son of God is God. John chapter 5, Jesus says, the Father works, and I do the same work that my Father do. Why, Jesus? Because we are one God. They threatened to kill him on that statement, but he didn't get it. It wasn't his time yet. They got him on the cross, but they didn't even recognize what they were doing. They were fulfilling the will of God. Jesus came here as a man to die for the sins of all mankind. So we're just thankful that we know who God is. Jesus is the Father. He is the Son. He is the Holy Spirit. He is the one God. He has three persons in that one God. There's the personality of the Father, personality of the Son, or the Word, and the personality of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit. They are one God. Well, where is that, Brother Weave? Read 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. They are one. One what? One Holy Spirit. One God. See, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, through 6, the Bible says there is one body, one faith, one baptism, one hope, one spirit, one Lord, one baptism, one God, and one Father of all, who is above all and in you all, speaking to the family of God or the church. But that's the God that the Church of Christ serves. The Church of Christ is not a building erected on a corner, built by man's hands and his engineering device. The Church of Christ is a spiritual house. It is Christ's house, because according to Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 6, he is the son over his own house, whose house we are, if we keep in memory the fact that we have been saved from our sin by obedience to the gospel command of Christ. Jesus commanded baptism from salvation. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, 19, and 20. And so we have to be baptized into Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 8, verse 38. Baptism saves. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. Ladies and gentlemen, we really, really encourage you. We insist that if you really want to grow in your knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and faith of the gospel truth of God, you need to take some copious notes. You need to write these scriptures down and go and read them for yourself. Read them and see if they don't say what God wants you to do. 1 Peter 3:21. Now the same, in the same way, baptism does also now save us. That's today. Now is right now. It saved them in the first century. It saved them in the 21st century. Baptism saves us now. Now that opposes the doctrine that millions of Baptists, Methodists, Lutherans, Presbyterians, Episcopalians, and others are following. They teach baptism is not necessary for salvation. There is no salvation in the water of baptism. The problem with that statement is they have no faith. Therefore, there is no salvation. If we don't believe Christ, then we are not being baptized in our spirit, our soul, not the body. The body is not baptized. It just gets wet. The soul, which is spirit, is baptized, which is a spiritual cleansing. It's a spiritual operation. It's a spiritual birth. It's the new birth. The new birth is not natural, but spiritual. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus asked the question. He was a little confused. He said, well, wait a minute, Jesus. Are we talking about natural birth? Am I supposed to go back into my mother's womb and be born and start all over? Jesus said, no. What is born of the flesh is flesh. You have to be born of the spirit, because what is born of the spirit is spirit. Therefore, in verse 5, he says, except you be born of water and the Holy Spirit, you cannot even see, and you certainly can't enter the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is Christ's kingdom. Christ's kingdom is on earth. Now, that goes against the teaching of Jehovah's Witness and other religions that claims the kingdom is not here. It's a slap in the face to the doctrine of the devil that they teach. Because the devil is the father of lies. He's the first liar, and he is a producer of lies. All of those who are liars are not sons of God. They are sons of disobedience, they are children of the devil. Jesus said that. Jesus said he was alive from the beginning, and you do the deeds of your father, the devil. You lie. The truth is that baptism saves. Baptism is required. Jesus did not command baptism to hear himself speak. He commanded it for a reason. Baptism is important. We can't ignore it. We can't water it down. We can't minimize it. We have to accept it just like Jesus commanded. If you don't obey Christ, you cannot be saved. He is the one Savior that we are serving. If we're serving Christ and he's our Savior, we have to do everything that he commands us to do. And his commandments are not impossible, nor are they too hard to do. There are some folks, Brother Johnson, they have a hard time with baptism. But 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3 says that the love of God is keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not too burdensome. They are not too hard. But see, people have a hard time. I wonder why. Because the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, they are not teaching, nor are they believing or following the doctrine of Christ. They are following a doctrine of the devil, which opposes the truth, the word of God, the doctrine of Christ. So we recommend, as the Apostle John, when he wrote his second letter to the churches of Asia Minor, to the Greek churches, he said in 2 John 9 and 10, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son.
Amen.
If any man come to you and bring any other doctrine, do not accept him. Do not receive him. Do not encourage him. Count him as cursed. Count him as the demonic. Do not agree with him. Don't even let him into your mind. Don't take in anything he said. See, we have to receive the gospel in order to obey it, Brother John.
Amen.
A lot of people hear the words of the gospel and never obey. We teach to a world audience, and we know that there are those who hear the word of the gospel, but they still have not obeyed. Hearing is not about hearing the words filtered through your mind. Hearing is about receiving, accepting the word, and letting it produce the faith to obey. No obedience, no salvation. That's what we have to do, ladies and gentlemen. The work of salvation is not our work. All we have to do is have faith and obey. God performs the work. God performs the spiritual operation on our dead soul. God revives and raises our soul from eternal damnation to eternal life. God is the one that heals our dead soul from its sin and its death to give it new life, new vitality, and new power. God does the work. All we do is obey the commandment of the Lord. We accept, we receive his blessing. I receive baptism for the removal of my sin. I receive the spiritual blessing and the grace of God. I have the grace of the forgiveness of sin forever. Why? Because God promised it and he gave it to all who obey him. If I sin today, I have the forgiveness of sin. All I have to do is the same thing I did in the beginning. Peter and the apostles said to those who were became the first converts of the church, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the removal of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. God did the same thing in the beginning. I repented, confessed Christ, was baptized into Christ, and I have the Holy Ghost today. I received it as a promised blessing, a spiritual blessing. That's God dwelling in my life, in my mind of faith, in my spiritual mind, in my spiritual being. That's God's spiritual presence. It don't have nothing to do with my fleshly body. It has to do with my spiritual mind. A lot of us don't have a spiritual mind for Christ. Tonight, we want you to learn what God's will is. We want you to ask us the hard questions so that we can give you the answer from God. Not our answer, the answer from God. We're going to give you book, chapter, and verse. We're going to tell you what you can look in God's word and read it for yourself. That's the only way you can be sure that what you hear from my mouth is true. You got to compare it and confirm it by what is written in the word of God.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we warn everybody. We warn everybody, day and night. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. The Bible says, whosoever is not found written in the Lamb's book of life, that's the word of God, that's the revelation of God, that's the doctrine of Christ. If your spiritual name is not written in the spiritual word of God, you and it will be cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The second death is eternal damnation and hell.
Amen.
So the Baptist name and the Baptist church going to be cast into hell because it's not written in God's doctrine. It's not written in the New Testament Bible. The Catholic name and the Catholic church going to be cast into hell.
Amen.
According to Revelation 20 and 15. If I'm not telling the truth, somebody come on the line and tell Brother Williams what the real truth is. Give me book, chapter, and verse to prove your point so that I know that I'm obeying God and not the philosophy and wisdom and doctrine of a man.
Amen.
Jesus warns against it. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 and 9. He says, they praise me with their lips and honor me with their praises, but their heart of faith and obedience is far from them. Why? Because they're not believing in me. They are listening to and obeying the doctrines and commandments of men.
That's it.
And they try to worship me with that, but they worship him to no gain. No good, no purpose. Their worship is of no value because they worship me according to the doctrine and commandments of men. Men say you don't have to be baptized, Brother Johnson. Christ say you do. If I worship Christ under the doctrine of men, I'm serving the devil. I'm serving the purpose of hell and the condemnation of my sin. I am not saved. My sins are not forgiven. I am still in my sin. I am not in Christ. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. There is no sin in Christ.
That's it.
That's what the Bible says. I'm giving you what the Bible says. Now, if you don't understand what that means, you need to study your English grammar a little bit more because it's plain English. There is no sin in him. So you can't be in sin and be in Christ.
Amen.
That's
amen.
A lying doctrine. That's a doctrine of the devil. We don't teach you a doctrine like that. You must be holy. That means you must be clean. You must be pure.
Amen.
You must be purified in your soul by the obedience to the gospel commandment of Jesus Christ, who is God, our Savior. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. Paul, writing by the power of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says that Jesus is God, our Savior. He is the living God. Chapter 3, verse 15. He is the living God. And the church of Christ is the church of the living God. Did you hear what God said, ladies and gentlemen? Church of Christ, do you hear what God said? The living God is Christ, and the church of the living God is the church of Christ. It doesn't get any plainer than that, Brother Johnson. Yet, we have those by the thousands, by the millions, who have heard this doctrine, yet they have not obeyed. You cannot be saved unless you obey the will and the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God. So, tonight, if you want to ask a question, you're on this call. We hope that you're on your telephone on the radio station call. We have a moderator, faithful brother, Brother Brian Brown, a member of the West Ward Street Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA. You push number one on your telephone keypad. Brother Brown will cue you into this call. You can ask a question, or you can give a comment. You can make a statement. You might want to discuss your faith and doctrine. Whatever the case, we have a Bible answer for you. All you got to do is push number one. You can ask your question. We'll stop talking about whatever we're talking about, and we will hear, receive, and answer your questions. That's our promise. We promise that we will give you the Bible's answer and the book, the chapter, and the verse or verses that will tell you and teach you that truth. That's all we can promise you, ladies and gentlemen. We don't promise to give you our opinion about anything. We're not here to discuss politics, economics, world affairs. We're only here to preach the worldwide gospel of Jesus Christ. We're only here to speak of the universal kingdom of Jesus Christ that's in the world today. We're only here to teach you and to speak the word of God. That's what you want? You got the right one base. You got the right guys on the line. I have an assistant, one who assists along with myself in proclaiming this gospel message, and that's my brother in Christ and my fellow minister, Brother James Johnson, minister of the Paul Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. I myself am Leroy Williams Jr., also a minister of the Paul Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. Ladies and gentlemen, we have other ministers who from time to time and in time past have shared in directing and helping with this broadcast ministry. They include Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who is the minister of the Dickinson Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. They also include Brother Morris Robbins, minister of the Brookshire Church of Christ in Brookshire, Texas, USA. We also have Brother Don Kegler, minister of the AD 33 Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA. We have Brother Lewis Parker IV, minister of the Sugar Land Church of Christ on Voss Road in Sugar Land, Texas, USA. We welcome ministers, faithful ministers of the Church of Christ everywhere in the world who desire to participate in this broadcast ministry, and we welcome you to come on the line. Tell us who you are. Let us cue you into the call. Exercise your responsibility and your right to speak God's word.
Amen.
All you got to do is let us know. We're not saving this for anybody. It's open for faithful ministers of the Church of Christ. If you're not a minister of the Church of Christ, we invite you to ask a question or make your comment so that we can answer you, because you are not a member or a minister of the true Church of Jesus Christ, and we have Bible to prove it. All you got to do is ask us. We'll tell you. We have told many in time past, and we're telling you today. But today is not a day when we're going to tell you the same thing over again. Today is when we're going to teach you what the Bible says. We're going to teach it, and it's going to say the same thing all over again. But if you believe that you are teaching the truth and you don't agree with the doctrine of Christ that we teach, we challenge you to tell us. We charge you to come on the radio and to ask the question, to tell us that we are liars, to prove to us by the word of God that we are not teaching the truth. The Baptist Church, the Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, the Jehovah's Witness Church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the Mormon Church, the Lutheran Church, the Church Without Walls, the Lakewood Church, the Potter's House Church. I don't care what church name it's got. It's not the Church of Christ. It is not a part of the Kingdom of Christ. It is not a member of the body of Christ. The body of Christ is the members of the body of Christ or the souls that have been saved by the blood of Christ. There are no churches that are the member of Christ's body.
Amen.
Christ's body is one body and one church.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 and 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 and 27.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Now call God a lie. We dare you. Welcome to come on this line. Tell us what you think or what you think you know. But we want you to bring the Bible. Give us the book, chapter, and verse that guarantees that your doctrine is true. Show us the name. Tell us why your church name is even mentioned in the Holy Scriptures.
All right.
Huh? We're going to start right there, Brother John. We got all these names that are supposed to be the body of Christ.
Mm.
But the body of Christ in the Bible says nothing about it. So I want to find out where they came from. I want you to prove to yourself that it didn't come from God.
Amen.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there any name given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name that God gave to man by whose authority we can be saved.
That's
we
it.
Are saved by the authority of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are saved by the power of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are saved by the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because that power is in the name.
Amen.
The name is above every name that is named in heaven and in earth.
That's it. Amen.
It's a name that no one can surpass. No one can have a name equal to Christ's name.
All right.
It has no equal. So where did all these names that religious folk claim come from? They did not come from God. God said so. He said, I only gave you one. That's Christ.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to save some. I got a fellow minister sitting here. He's ready to help you get great understanding. We're going to warn you. I know him. We're going to warn you. See, I'm trying to tell you the proof, but he's going to warn you. If you don't obey what God says, you're headed for hell.
Amen.
Every preacher want to talk about going to hell or not going to hell. Every preacher want to warn their flock about hell. But most of them are in hell talking about hell.
Mm.
Because if you're not in Christ spiritually, you in hell spiritually with the devil.
Amen.
If you think I'm lying, call and question me about it. We have the Bible to prove.
That's it.
At this time, we want you, as we said before, if you have a question, push number one. We'll receive your question and answer it. For the time being, we want to take pause for a moment to have a word of prayer and thanksgiving to God.
Amen.
And after this prayer, Brother James Johnson, the minister of the Church of Christ, Far Edition, Wharton, Texas, USA. He's going to come forward with a word of faith, a word of blessing, a word of example and warning to unbelievers who do not obey the one true doctrine, the one baptism, the one gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Righteous God and Holy Father.
Yeah.
We take a moment to pause.
Amen. Amen.
We want to, first of all, say thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Please.
Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for shedding your blood to cleanse our spirit from their sin.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for the blessings of eternal life.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Promise of an eternal abode. The Holy Ghost, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit for strength.
Amen.
And for direction.
Amen.
To guide us, dear God, back to heaven with you.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for our life that we must spend in repentance and reverent obedience to your word.
Amen.
That we
Amen.
Must live in a way that shows people the light of your salvation.
All right, all right.
To recognize and to acknowledge that we are under grace.
Okay.
Only you, dear God.
Mm.
Only you and no other. There is no God equal to you. There is no God greater than you. There is
Amen.
No God even close. You are God all by yourself.
Amen. Amen.
You saved us, dear God, and we thank you. Help us, dear God. Help us to persuade some honest soul to accept, to receive your word, your gospel, your commandment of obedience, and be saved by your power, no grace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Brother Johnson, I turn it over to you, my brother, to share with our radio audience the things that God has put on your heart from his word.
It is good to be here this evening.
Amen.
It is good to be able to talk to people that want to know the truth.
Amen.
If we don't teach the truth, then I'm going to tell you this way. We all are in hell.
Amen.
The truth will pull you out if you accept it.
Save you.
It won't falsify you. It will pull you out of hell. Colossians chapter 1,
yeah,
verse 13.
Amen.
You see, the world right now is about in hell.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Sure.
We got some in the church is in hell. I mean, if they don't repent, they in hell.
Church of Christ.
I'm talking to church tonight.
Church.
If they don't repent,
listen up.
They're going to go to hell. I'm just saying the way the Bible puts it. You see, I've been doing some searching, Brother William, that we, as a part of this church, we're going to get it together. We're going to start Sunday. And we're going to get it together. I got some scriptures right in front of me. I've been examining them. I've been searching for them.
Yes, sir.
And I've been going through. And I said, Lord, help me and Brother William. I can't speak for no other congregation.
Amen.
If they're not willing to work with us, we're going to do it with your approval, God.
By your power.
By your power and your understanding and
Amen.
Your way.
Amen.
And not our way. We have nothing to do with it. We're going to be behind the cross. That's a problem right now. There's too many brethren in the churches of the Lord are in front of the cross, studying behind the cross.
Amen.
You see, Jesus died for everybody. We understand that. But we as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ must get behind that cross and let Jesus do the leading instead of us doing the leading. That's a problem in the church today.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why the church is not growing like it should, because we try to get in front of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the wrong step to do.
I don't
tell you like it is. And you may get mad with me. You may not love me. You may say you like me, and that's fine with me, because it doesn't bother me. But what bothers me when I try to take over Christ's church, and I have no business doing that.
Amen.
I have no business doing it.
That's sin.
That Christ did not authorize the church to me.
No.
He did not put it in my name.
Doesn't belong to any man.
And so we got this idea, this is my church.
Mm.
Well, if it's your church, I don't want to be a member of it.
Amen.
Huh?
If it's
your church, I won't be a member of it.
Ain't gonna work. Amen.
It ain't gonna work with us.
Mm.
Because, see, we ain't got Christ, so what we... Well, who are we serving? Nobody. We just out there in the way.
Ourself.
That's it.
And the devil.
And the devil will tell you to do it this way and that way, all kind of ways, but the right way.
Ain't no heaven with the devil.
That's right. You know what we're doing? We're setting ourselves up to go to hell.
Amen.
That's what we're doing. Whether we believe that or not. If I say, Brother William, this is my church, I'm already in hell.
Amen.
Because, see, you don't got no business there. What you there for?
But you can lie.
That's all you're going to do. That's all I'm going to do is tell you a bunch of lies. Take it right out of the Bible.
Yeah.
And twist the scriptures around. And if you go along with me, you just as guilty.
Amen.
Huh?
That's the truth.
And so we got to preach what God said.
Amen.
We got to get the church in order, Brother William.
Yes.
I was talking to my wife today. I said, honey, we got to get it in order. Because God is pleased when the church has strengthened.
We got
the Holy Spirit supposed to be living in us, according to 1 Corinthians 3:16-17, and we say this is mine and this is yours. That's a lie. We ain't got it, and we ain't doing it where God said do it. God said preach the gospel to every creature, and get it right down here so we can go up there. If we get it right here, we can definitely go up there.
Amen.
We don't have to worry about it. All we got to do God's will.
True.
Like we said today outside when me and you were talking.
Yes, sir.
My wife, you were paying attention to that. You see, y'all, now y'all on the right track. If that's the way y'all going, let's go with it.
Amen.
Don't worry about who don't want to hear it. If they want to hear it, don't come back.
Amen.
Go on somewhere else and hear a lie. Because if you leave the full truth of the foundation of the Lord Church, you're going to hear a lie.
They want to hear smooth words.
That's it.
Fast speech.
That's it.
They want stories.
That's it.
They want to listen to fables.
And if you want that,
and
it's out there.
For men.
It's out there for anybody that wants it.
There's a whole lot out there.
It's up to you now.
From the Catholic Church on down.
I want to thank you. If you don't want God's word, right here, this book, we got it in front of us.
Now,
you don't want fact, then you don't want nothing.
That's it. That's true.
So now we're going to tell you, and we're going to keep telling you until you respond, or you keep on walking down the road in darkness. Because God is not playing with us. You see, the world is just passing away. The study is passing away. And God warning us. He's telling us, I'm telling y'all now, the world is passing away. And you still trying to grab this world and hold on to it.
Brother Johnson, if any assembly of the Lord's church refuses the doctrine of truth and walk in spiritual darkness, does it please him to God?
No, sir.
Are they saved?
It's lost just like the alien sinner.
Do they have a spiritual right to claim salvation in the Church of Christ?
No, sir. If they ain't going to get it right with God, they ain't got no spiritual right to do anything. It's sad to say that, but I don't mean to be hard and mean. I'm just being honest and telling you the truth. We got to follow Christ for real, sincerely.
Amen.
We got to be sincere enough. See, we can't afford to be playing around with God. Let me tell you something. Death is for sure. Now, you don't want to face that.
Yeah, physical death is going to happen.
It's going to happen sooner or later down the road. But why die in sin and then go to hell?
The second death is the spiritual death.
Yeah. Why die like that? I mean, come on now. Common sense, teach me something. I'm going to die spiritual. I was already dead before I came
all
to Christ.
The first death was the spiritual death.
Yeah.
Our soul was dead in trespass and sin.
That's it. Now
you're going to die and still be dead in trespass and sin.
Now, why would we do that? Wasting all this time down here on planet Earth and still won't get it right. We so hateful, so angry, so mean. I can't get it right. But I tell you what, just keep on walking in darkness. God get it right. And when God gets it right, we got the problem.
Haters.
We better get it right before we leave here. It ain't about a number of age. I'm 60 or I'm 110. That ain't gonna do with it. God did get it right.
And we need to grow up
and
become
real.
A true Christian. Instead
like
of acting like little babies.
Yeah. We get so
little
mad.
Children.
I don't care what you say. I ain't gonna do it. Let me tell you something. When we tell God we're not gonna repent, you know what? We already in hell. We just act like we're, but we already there, brother, will you?
Yeah.
Because if I tell you I ain't going to repent, I ain't really telling you, I'm really telling God.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. When people speak to the minister of Christ and blast him out and cuss him out and bawl him out about the truth, are they really cussing him?
No.
Are they cursing God?
They're cursing God.
They're blaspheming God. Blasphemy is a deadly sin.
Deadly.
It's the most deadly sin mentioned in the Bible.
Yep. Ain't nothing nice what God's going to do to you either.
Ain't nothing nice. Matter of fact, you in pretty bad shape when you start blaspheming God.
That's it.
You have no faith in
no
God.
No faith at all. I mean, not even an ounce of it.
No faith in God.
That's bad. When you get that point, God can't help you.
Hmm.
And if God, if you know what? God said in First Timothy 4, he said, you'll be sealed like a hot iron. You know what sealed means? It's just like you put a brand on a cattle.
Yep.
And the mark, your mark going to show up on that cattle. There ain't no other mark going to show up.
No.
When you look at that cattle, you're going to say, oh, that's my brand. I know what my brand is. That's where you're going to be. You're going to straighten up and do what God tells you. See, that sealed with a hot iron is dangerous. And all of the sin. And then you know what else? God said, we're the warning, and if they don't take heed, we warn them first time and second time. They don't take heed.
After
God said, have no fellowship with them.
After the third warning,
no
that's
fellowship.
It.
Anyway, you don't listen, guess what's going to happen to you? God's going to cut you off. Death's in the car.
Wait a minute. God's going to cut you off.
That's it.
Not Brother Johnson.
No.
God's
going to do that. God cuts you off. That's it. And sometimes, the Bible says, it's hard to renew them to repentance.
It's impossible.
Hebrews chapter 6.
Yes, sir.
And verse 4 through 6.
Sir.
If your conscience gets that hard,
For it is impossible.
That is.
For those who were once enlightened.
All right. Bring on.
And have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit. We got the Holy Spirit. And have tasted the good word of God.
The good word of God.
And the power.
And the power.
Of the age to come.
And the age to come.
If they fall away.
If they fall away.
To renew them again. To repent. God said it's impossible. That means you want to get like that? You have lost your soul.
You had it.
Your conscience cannot be pierced anymore.
That's it.
It's over you.
Now, if you don't come to God right, you are lost forever.
Hey, it's impossible.
We can't help you. See, people fail to look at one thing. When it comes to your soul, you got to get it right on your own with God, not with me. I can't help you.
Amen.
If you don't try and do something for yourself, I can't say, well, I'll pray for you and I'm going along like that. No, you got to repent. The Bible says repent.
The preacher cannot save you by his power.
That's it.
He's got the power to save you.
If you don't repent, then what can we do? Nothing. And see, that between you and God now. And when God cuts you off, you can hang it up. It's over.
It's over.
And don't talk about second chance, and I'm coming back to this life you lying. That ain't no such thing even taught in the Bible like that. See, that's why I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad the Bible can direct my life, Brother Weir, and can direct your life if you follow it. So we got to follow the book.
It's got the answer.
It's got the answer. Anything comes from heaven is good.
Amen.
Huh?
It's all
good.
It's very good.
Amen.
Amen.
See, God came from heaven, and he gave us a book from heaven, and he said, now you follow this book. When you follow this book, you following me.
And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they believe the lie.
And that they all
may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Now, brothers and sisters and dear friends, if you don't get it right down here on planet Earth, you and I will never see God face in peace.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
God has already told us what to do. Now, ain't no sense getting mad. Mm-hmm. We just got to do what he says. See, we got to drop our human prejudice.
Amen.
And get it right. See, you ain't getting it right with me, and you ain't getting it right for me. You getting it right for yourself. Because yourself got to save itself through God's power.
Amen.
If you want to be saved. If you don't want to be saved, so we wasting time talking to you.
We got to destroy the works of the flesh.
That's it. Got to let it go.
We got to
let it go.
Bring our body in subjection to Christ. That is, bring our will in subjection to God's word.
If we don't do that, let me tell you something right now. There ain't no sense of trying to find no other way. The Bible is the way.
The only
way. You don't want to go with God's way, then you want to go to hell. That's simple as that.
Pretending won't get it.
Because, see, you see, a lot of folks, oh, I do good. That ain't helping you none.
Mm.
You can do all the good you want. If you're not in Christ, like the Bible says, you're still, your goodness ain't no good towards God.
You can't buy heaven.
That's it. See, heaven is not for sale.
You can't work so your righteousness to go to heaven.
That's it.
You got to do God's righteousness
to go there. Now, if you want to go to heaven, surrender and give up.
Amen.
You know, and when the police can pull a gun on you, a fool to try to fight him, and then fool might get shot.
That's a long time.
That's long, because you should have had yours ready or just had it ready. And he pulled it, he going to shoot you. Well, God's looking at it this way. You don't repent, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to take you out.
Amen.
That's what God's going to do. What are you going to do? Sit there, look at you. Okay, you just keep on sinning. No, he's going to take you out. Because you know better. and he done warned you and warned you and warned. And see, God has sent, as we said in Revelation 22, he sent his angels out to go testify about him.
Amen.
And we get up there and we tell you what the Bible says, but you don't get up and walk down the aisle and repent. What can we do? We can't browbeat you to repent.
Nope.
All we can do is tell you to repent. All of this getting mad, outbursting, and I don't like what you say, and I don't like what you do, that's not cutting the mustard seed.
I don't like you.
And I don't
that's
like
not
you.
Christ.
No.
Christ said, I love you.
You. I think you don't love
Love and life not the same, is it?
No, sir.
Not even in the dictionary.
That's right.
It's not defined the same.
Now, if you don't want to do what Christ say, then like I said earlier, we as ministers of the Church of Christ cannot help you. God can't even help you if you don't do what he asked you to do.
We must preach the word of God.
Now, it's got to be done. Somebody got to stand up and take this book and start preaching. Don't worry about what man thinks. Worry about what God thinks.
Amen.
The power is not in the man. The power is in the gospel.
Amen.
Romans 1 and verse 15 through 17.
Yes.
Now, if we don't study the book, that's our fault. Don't come telling God's judgment. Well, I never had a chance. Yes, you did. You can study God's word when nobody else will study it.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. I was looking at something today on the news, Brother William, and it made me kind of feel very strong about myself. I saw a guy, he had no legs, but he was weightlifting.
Yeah,
and playing basketball from the floor down up.
Mm.
And the man picked him up and he shot the basket. I said, ain't that amazing? The man looked at that guy and said, now, you know what? If he can do it from the floor up, what can I do in a wheelchair?
Same thing.
The same doggone thing.
It's about mind.
That's it. That man used his mind. He said, and this woman had adopted him. And I said, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
This young man wants to do something with his life. You know, that's something to think about, Brother Wick. As I'm sitting in this wheelchair, I think about doing something with my life.
Yes.
That's giving it to God.
Make up your mind.
That's it.
That's repentance.
See, you either you repent or you don't. That's all it is to it. And don't talk about, well, you know, I repent today. I'm still mad with Brother Joshua. I'm mad with Brother Wee. That's not repentance.
That's a lie.
You just lied to yourself. Repentance means turn around and leave it while that stuff at. While it's
stop
in the world.
Doing it.
That's it.
Stop
doing it.
Believing it.
That's
stop
it.
Stop thinking it.
That's it. See, when you think it, you're eventually going to do it.
Jesus,
it's going to come out.
As a man thinketh in his heart,
so
is he. So whatever you think in your heart, that's who you are, and that's what you'll do. Jesus say, if you look upon the woman or the sex and you lust in your heart, you have committed adultery
and
fornication.
Already.
That's a sin.
It's a sin before God. And you ain't never touched it. Ain't that amazing?
If you hate your brother, which is a heart, a felt emotion,
that's it.
You are a murderer of your brother.
And you had already killed him. Killed his soul.
But you ain't shot him. You ain't knifed him.
Mm-mm.
You ain't done nothing. You ain't even hit him. But you hate him.
You hate him.
In your heart.
In your heart.
Jesus said you're a murderer. Murderers are going to go to hell.
That's it. That's it.
Liars, murderers, thieves are all going to hell.
Ain't no sister saying, well, they ain't going nowhere. Yeah, they are.
Going to hell are going to be judged in hell.
Now, if we don't follow this book, we've lost already.
The disobedient and the unbelieving, the abominable, will all be cast into the lake of fire, which is hell.
That's it. And
Revelation 21.
That's it. Verse 8, Revelation 20, verses 10 through 15.
Yes, sir.
Revelation 22, verses 15 through 17.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. That Bible ain't lying to us. Whether we accept it or not, It's still there.
It's true.
You know what? The Bible ain't going nowhere after Jesus said so.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Man goes to the grave every day. The Bible still standing. See what I mean?
Yeah.
It's still standing. God meant what he said. Matthew 24:35. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand. It's still here today. Here we are in 2019. And still the Bible still here. That's why I know God is what he is. God just what he is. You can trust him just what he said. If God said it, you can bank on it.
You can count on it. You can stand on it.
You can stand on it the rest of your life. That's the only book I ever know that you can't get rid of.
Can't change it.
Can't change it.
And you can't get rid of.
That's it. God has already sealed it. He said, it's sealed,
mm-hmm.
and it's approval. See, it's approved, brother, whether we have accepted or not.
Amen.
We and you can fuss.
We might not be approved. We may not be approved.
But the Bible
is. God's word is guaranteed.
And so we need to get along. We need to stop all this old argument and bickering and getting mad, because it don't go your way and it don't go my way. It goes God's way. God can get rid of the sin. That's what he meant, and he ain't going to change it. If we don't get rid of it, Brother Will, by repenting in our heart. I'm talking about in the head now.
In the heart.
And if it ain't from the heart, you still in sin.
You can't serve God with your hand.
That's right.
He's not served. He's not pleased by human and carnal flesh.
That's it.
We can't serve God with our carnal desires.
Now, you don't believe that, and you don't believe nothing.
That's what it says in Romans chapter 8.
That's it.
That's what it says in Romans chapter 5.
That's it.
It says in Revelation 21 and verse 9, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable,
murderer,
sexually immoral, that's fornicator.
That's fornicator.
Mm-hmm. Sorcerer.
Idolater.
And all that shall all have their part
in the lake
of fire that burns with fire and brimstone, which is
the second death. Now, I want to ask a question tonight. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, why are you goal at tonight?
Why not?
Why not are you not a member of the Church of Christ? Tell me why. Give me a reason. And it's in the book. And it's what we talk about. Well, I don't see it in the book.
I can't see that.
Romans 16:16. Salute one another with a holy kiss as the churches of Christ salute you.
Amen.
It don't tell you to salute the Baptist church.
Nope.
It don't say the Methodist, the Jehovah's Witness, the Seventh-day Adventist, the Catholic. It don't say none of them churches. So why are you in something that God never authorized?
And it didn't even exist.
Now,
God gave his word.
Now, God gave us the church to get into. It's spiritual. It's universal. It's the highest thing in the universe, and we still want to be a Baptist.
Brother John,
want to be a Catholic.
Brother John, you got people claiming to be in Christ's church, and they in a religion that didn't even start till 1,600 years after Christ established the church.
Now, that's pitiful. Why are you getting something
and
like
you
that?
Believe you're saved? You missed the whole thing altogether.
That's it.
You are altogether in your sin, and you haven't realized that you are lost.
Lost forever. Don't repent and be baptized into Christ. Acts 2:38-2:47. The Bible says we got to be baptized into Christ. Now, if you ain't baptized into Jesus Christ, you forget about it. And don't just talk about, well, I've been baptized in the Baptist church, and I've been baptized in the Catholic church. That is not none of Christ's church. I challenge anybody that get on the radio tonight, we can back it up with the
word says so.
Now, you ain't just getting mad about it. Just change your heart.
Repent.
And get into Christ. Repent and get into Christ. You know what? People are dying so fast now, Brother Will. It's unreal. You turn the TV on in the next couple of hours, and somebody done got killed. Somebody done got shot. Somebody done got stabbed. Somebody done got ran over. Airplanes falling out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
People breaking in houses.
Truck wreck.
Truck wreck. houses. Cars going through houses.
Drive-by shooting. Fruits of repentance.
And if you're not going to do that, then we can't have fellowship with you.
Can't. The Holy Ghost said so.
Now you take it over God and His Word.
Amen.
Because I got the scriptures on this. I will look them up before you came.
Oh, we're going to study because it's going to be taught. We got to teach it again.
Again. Get it straight. So you want to please God, you got to get it straight. You
know?
Got to get it straight. I'm talking about, well, I'll do it. Now get ready. No, they don't buy no way. Get ready. It's going to be done one way or another. If there ain't nobody but me and you.
Brother John, you can't put me out of church. You put yourself out.
You put yourself out. I'll put you nowhere.
You left. What did it say? They have tasted, but they left it. They gave it up. And it's impossible to get them back.
That's it.
Look, the taste and went out their mouth. All they taste and all they long for is the serving the flesh.
That's it.
A carnal mind. It took over. You know the carnal mind can take over?
Okay.
You keep serving it if you want to take over. And it will kill you in hell every time.
Yep. You just be losing blessings like all out there.
Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself, even to the death of the cross. We got to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
That's it. If you ain't going to do it, and you might well got to wait. Let us get on down the road. Let us do God's will. We ain't got time to be playing with
Brother Johnson, all the stubbornness, God will take care of
it. Oh, yeah.
And when God moves you, you're gone.
You move.
You won't be moving back. You're gone.
You're
gone. God got to do it that way. He did it in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 5, verse 1 through 10. He did it then. He'll still do it today. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. He is our consuming fire. God is a consuming fire. God will judge. Ain't no might. Ain't nobody exempt. The preacher not exempt.
That's right.
You go to acting a fool with God, and God will stop fooling with you. He will end that problem
for you.
For you. Because you don't have a problem. He's going to help you out.
Really help you out.
Right? Clean out of salvation. He's going to help you out because that's what you want to do.
So you want to listen? So he got something for you. And it ain't nothing nice.
It's in the Word of God. And it's set. It's set. It won't change.
You can argue and you can fuss and you can look silly and act silly. It still ain't going to change God's mind. Once God removes you, you remove.
You can argue and fuss with men and argue and fuss with the truth, but it won't help you.
It won't help you at all.
The only thing that will help me or you is we submit our will
to God.
The will of God.
That's it.
And the Bible says if we are truly repentant and serving God and serving the Spirit, the flesh don't suffer.
Yep.
That means you can't have what you want in Christ.
Right. That's it.
People being lied to. All you got to do is just serve God and pray to God. He'll give you the desires of your carnal heart. That's a lie. God will only give you the desire of your spiritual heart of faith.
That's it.
And he tell you what to desire. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If you be risen with Christ. Set your affection on things above
and not on
things of the earth, where God and Christ sit
the
right hand of God. Huh?
That's it. That's the whole complete thing.
You're supposed to desire. He's going to give you that if you serve him in faith.
That's it.
But he's not giving you a car because you worship him. He's not giving you a house because you worship him.
No.
God's not giving you that because you worship him. The world and the Son of Man got that.
That's it.
Some of them got more than we got.
So do. Mm-hmm. True.
The rich have more than the poor.
Mm-hmm.
But all of us have those material blessings because we are material and we are earthly. But God said, you can't serve me with your earthly attitude, your fleshly heart.
That's it.
You got to serve me with a spiritual heart.
Amen.
A heart of righteousness. You got to be purified in your soul. Who does that? First Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Purifying your soul by obeying the truth. You got to obey the truth. Who is the truth? God is truth.
You don't obey him, you can forget about it. Already out.
That's the only way you can purify your soul. And listen, God is not looking for no dirty soul. God is holy.
That's it.
You got to be holy. Now, okay. Guess what? I can't make myself holy.
Uh-uh.
That's God's word. Huh? Yeah. That's God's word. You know, what I got to do? Obey God.
That's it.
Just submit to Christ.
That's it.
Huh?
That's it.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. He will perform an operation
on
your soul.
That's it.
Your spiritual heart. He's going to cut away the sin, the regret, the fear. He take all that out. Because you are free from the condemnation of hell.
That's it.
That's what God do for you. You can't do that for yourself.
Nope.
You got to let God do it.
That's it. If you don't let him do it, you're in trouble.
But if you take in the devil, listen to this, Brother John. A man goes out searching in the dry place.
Mm-hmm.
He don't find no place.
Mm.
He comes to his house. It's swept, garnished, clean. God done purified his soul. And guess what? He's not satisfied with that. He go back into the same world that he was in and come back with more devil in him than he started out.
That's it.
Ain't that the same?
Same before God.
Church of Christ.
That's it.
You better repent. Stay with the Lord. Don't you get caught up in a delusion, a weakened faith and heart and mind. Don't get into that. You're going to lose your soul.
That's sad, but it's true.
That's God's word.
We think we're getting away. I hear you say it all the time. I put away. You're right. We're getting away. It's just a matter of time.
None shall escape. God said that.
And it's true.
His eyes are everywhere.
You can see
looking to and fro.
He can see you from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the pit. So why you going?
He can see you from heaven to hell.
That's it. He said right there, never got up. Never got up. Just sat right there and looked at you.
Well, when God said, he everywhere. You can't miss it. You can't miss God. Listen, God is everywhere at the same time.
That's it.
He can see you in China and me in Africa.
Yep.
And we ain't never seen each other. But we got the fellowship with Christ, we are in the same fellowship. It's a shame that we see each other day by day, and we can't serve God in faith and in love.
Look, that's bad. That's bad, Brother William. That's real bad.
Well, God said that the world will know that you're my disciple, not the love to show one to another. John chapter 14. Huh? That's a new commandment.
Yep.
He says a new commandment. Somebody say, well, love ain't new. Yep, the love of God is new. It's new. You ain't never done it before. Until you meet Christ and are translated and convicted and submit to his will, you don't know the love of God. Because you can't experience it in sin.
Oh, okay.
But John, we got to tell the truth. We got to tell the whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's why Jesus said, I'm giving you something that you ain't never done before. Now, try me out. I'm proving to you. He not only told us the matters, he showed us.
That's it.
He was selfless. He gave all he had. He gave himself for us. What else can you give?
Nothing.
You give your whole self. What else can you give?
Not a thing. He did all of that. We still don't get it right. I don't feel sorry for man once you've been exposed to the light and you know better. No, and no excuse for that. I look at where we at right now. I just look at us on Sunday. There's no excuse for this.
No, sir.
No, it's not. We all be loving, but we, you know what, we come in that room, that little room down there with a dry look. Like, oh, well, this is it.
We you know what, we're looking for him.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Well, You know how the devil come in? You come in you.
That's
or me. He come in somebody.
That's right.
In somebody's mind.
And then he stays there until you get him out.
And you can't get him out except you accept God.
That's it.
You can't get him out without Christ. That's the problem. That's the problem we had when we started. You can't get him out without Christ. Once you give him a room, a place in your heart, you're going to have hell to pay the captain to get him out.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got to go back to your first love.
That's it. Revelation 2 and 4.
Amen. You got to start again, and you got to pray to God.
That's it.
And you got to count on him, but you must repent.
That's it.
You can't count on God. You're still going to be like, I ain't going to tell you. God's going to save me anyway.
Got it all mixed up.
That's the game of losers.
That's it.
Winners say, I repent, O Lord. I'll do whatever you say. I'll apologize to whoever I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
He say, if you have an ought against your brother, before you come before me with some false worship and false praise, go get with your brother.
That's it.
And get your situation, your relationship righteous.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Both of y'all have to follow the word of God. Both of you have to love the love of God. It's unconditional. It ain't about I like you or don't like you. It's about God loves me and
that's
God
it.
Loves you. He don't love our body. He love our soul.
That's it.
If God love our body, why he gonna kill us? Why he gonna send the death angel to kill us?
Wouldn't make no sense.
That's not God. God is spirit. God loves our spirits.
Amen.
That's the image of God that he created us in. God wants it back. All souls belong to God. He wants them back. But you know what? He knows he got to give up some. He got to give up a whole bunch of them. He has already stated, many shall come to me in that day. Huh?
Man.
Many going to go to Broadway.
That's what he said.
Huh? Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, many going to go the way of destruction.
Yep.
And then many going to come to me and say, Lord, Lord, I've been working miracles. I've taught the word. I've done good deeds. I'm a good deed doer. I gave the shirt off my back. I gave fed the hungry. Huh? I've done what you said, Jesus. And he says, I'm going to say to them, I never knew you. If you're walking in the Broadway, Christian friends, Christ don't even know you.
That's right.
You got to turn it around. The narrow way is the other way. It's the opposite way.
That's it.
They not parallel to each other at all.
Amen.
When you in the narrow way, you ain't got time to look back at the Broadway. You might lose your footing and fall away. You have to stay with the Lord. You fall away, it's impossible to renew them. That's what God said.
Man.
I just read it in Hebrews. That's what God said in Hebrews chapter 6.
Man, but it's true. Look at it. Because look at the church today.